Okay, who would you like to speak to?
Prudence.
Okay. Hi.
Hi.
My name is Prudence. I'm a level-headed, sensible sort of person. Can you tell me what have you been doing today?
I've been trying to plan my write-up.
That's good.
Yeah, I've been making up a little bit of a plan. It's kind of coming off the top of my head, though, so I'm not really sure how realistic it is. But we'll see.
That sounds like a very sensible thing to be doing.
Thanks.
Will it get you to where you want to go?
I hope so. Yeah.
Can you tell me about why you want to do that?
We had a meeting yesterday with Julianne, and she was talking about writing up and what not to do and all of the pitfalls, and I think doing a plan is a good idea to make sure that I can have some goals to stick to, because otherwise I'll get lazy and not get the work done.
And do you think you will stick to your plan?
I think so. I hope so. I think I need to show Ian and Margaret the plan, and then I'll have somebody to kick me if I deviate from it too much.
Do you think it's a realistic goal?
I think so, but I'm not sure yet. I'll have to see. Wait till they have a look at it and see.
And where do you hope that will get you to?
Get me a PhD.
Okay. That's what you want to be?
Yep.
Okay. And can you tell me more about what your plans are?
For when I'm finished?
Yeah.
Well, I really enjoy doing the research that I'm doing. So I'd like to continue with that. Maybe something slightly different, but in this kind of emotion stuff I really like working on. So yeah, just wait and see what happens when I finish. I want to maybe hopefully have some time to write some articles, get some publications, so, you know, get my CV looking in a bit better shape. And then, yeah, see what happens. Start applying for jobs. Oh, yeah.
Sounds like a very sensible plan.
Thanks.
You seem like a very level-headed person.
I have my moments.
Okay, it's good to see you being level-headed. It's good to see you thinking ahead and preparing. What other things do you feel you need to account for to prepare for the future?
I don't know. I don't know.
Do you have other plans?
I would like to spend some time abroad and do some travelling. But I don't know how much, when I'll be able to do that, and, you know, how much money I'll be able to have. By the time I'm finished the PhD, I might have some, but probably not enough to do, you know, as much adventuring as I want. So I might wait for a little while and take up some jobs and get some money together and then go off. But you never know. If I get an amazing job, then I'll stay put for a while.
Yeah. Okay. That all sounds like a very good plan. But you seem to have thought of things quite well. You're in control of things.
Yeah, as much as I can be, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's nothing that worries you that might require you to?
The fact that I might, well, not really worries me, but that I'm aware that I can let things slip sometimes, and I need to just kind of keep on top of it all and make sure that I'm, you know, moving forward as, you know, as quickly as I need to be.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay, that's good to take those realistic, because not everything always goes according to plan.
No. I know, because, you know, having to take a month off and you break your leg and you don't expect that kind of stuff to happen. So, yeah, you just sort of get on with it and see what happens.
You need to be prepared for things that happen.
Yep.
And did you do that well in that instance?
Well, I wasn't really prepared for it because, you know, it's not something that you expect to happen. But, you know, you just sort of, yeah, you just kind of get on with it and deal with it as best you can. I took a month off and then came back again. So that was fine. And it just means that I have extra time at the end of PhD as well, which is nice when everybody else is freaking out. I can relax for another month. So, yeah.
In the way much?
Yeah, it did. Physically, it did get in the way. in terms of work, really not much. I think if it had happened when I was in the middle of an experiment or something like that, it would have been maybe worse. But when it's, you know, at the beginning of first year, it wasn't that big a deal. Yeah. Didn't impact too much, I don't think.
Okay. So you feel you're in a good place to continue with those plans?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Would you like to speak to somebody else?
Okay.
Who would you like to speak to?
Spike.